at Oakdale Golf and Country Club, the RBC Canadian Open. Here's our buddy Lawrence Applebaum, CEO of Golf Canada. Go time, right?
Yes.
51 weeks a year. You wait for this week. How are we feeling on a Monday at Oakdale?
Oh, have you been able to sleep? Like, have you been able to get actually some rest?
There's a lot of buzz.
He's stressed.
There's a lot of buzz about what I might end up doing on Wednesday, right? There's a lot of people talking.
I don't think he slept in the pro-am when he played that course. I just wish we had an opportunity. The rough still looks a little grisly, but it looks so perfect out there right now.
It is. Yeah.
The
so
difference
dialed.
In only a week, it looks tour, which it obviously should be, but it looks fantastic.
Well, they're blaming their poor game last week on the rough, apparently.
Yeah. Shouldn't
That's
we have?
Well, I'll tell you that it's mint. It looks great. We've had amazing weather, as you guys all know, in the past week. The word on the street was a couple of PGA Tour, let's call them, whispers were out here last week watching you guys. Mm-hmm. One guy ducked in after three holes. O was 1 under, 2 under after
yes,
three holes. And
correct.
Guy said, there's a couple of tour pros out here shooting the lights out. I said, stay with them.
Yes.
Stay
yeah.
with them. It's tough.
And they did, and it was disgusting yeah. as it continued. Yes, go ahead.
How are they going to continue to pick the venues for the tournament moving forward? If we're going to move away from St. G's, how are they going to continue to pick venues?
Well, it's a great question because we have so many good tracks in the GTA, GTA HA that are incredible. It's inside the ropes being exquisite, but it's also what we want to try and build outside the ropes. And you guys are sort of seeing it here. We're 30% bigger than we were in St. George's, which was 30% bigger than we were at Hamilton. So
when you say bigger, are you talking
the footprint, the build? You guys see what's on 18.
Yeah.
We're going to host, you know, upwards of 125,000 people here at Oakdale. So we've got great tracks, and I'll give you an example. We've got a great track like Weston, which is an amazing golf course that we were at last week with our Team Canada players. It just does not have the capacity outside the ropes to handle that kind of foot traffic. What we're building on the fairway with all of our partners and making it about music and food and fun and a few beverages, mm-hmm. and being able to host this level of, it's a major, major PGA Tour event.
Right, and a lot of it also has to be considered like the facilities for the players too, right? Like the facilities at Oakdale are unbelievable. The locker
right.
room, that's as good as it gets. St. George's, phenomenal. Like, you got to make sure the players are comfortable, too. That has to be part of the factoring.
Well, it's today, so we have the Golf Canada Foundation, which is a great recipient of so many charitable things that we're doing, and First Tee. There are a lot of pros on site who haven't played, and they're wandering around the clubhouse sort of getting lost because it's an amazing, beautiful clubhouse, 1,000 family members here at Oakdale. But it's so interesting to see so many people who are up here playing it for the first time, seeing it with fresh eyes, super impressed so far, and we've got a great week of weather ahead of us.
Yes.
So it's looking great.
Somebody said to me the other day, it's so fun to turn on any kind of golf event and you're seeing Canadians hovering around the top or around the leaderboard. That's got to be great for you. It's great for all Canadians to kind of watch the development and always kind of seeing a Canadian in the mix.
Well, we're at this special moment where we've got 8-9 guys on the PGA Tour and 4 women on the LPGA Tour. Yesterday, Sunday, we had 3 Canadian wins. PGA Tour Latin America, a guy from Digby, Nova Scotia, Miles Crichton won. Elena Sharp won on the Epson Tour. And then Stephen Ames, who won on the Champions Tour. And we just want to see all those guys bring that game to Oakdale and have a Canadian win. We've been waiting a long time for a male Canadian winner. We had
right.
Brooke win in 2018.
Of course.
Right.
Lawrence Applebaum joining us here. We're live at Oakdale Golf and Country Club, RBC Canadian Open. Well, Mike Weir, I mean, that would have been about 20 years ago, I guess. He and VJ were going back and forth, and Mike is still playing. Like, he's such a huge ambassador for the Brown. How cool is it to have Mike Weir here all week and he's still such a massive draw whenever it gets north of the 49.
Well, so Weirzy was out here playing. The guy is an athlete. I mean, he's a physical, he's in shape, he's a specimen of a guy. He's out here grinding. He's asking all the people who know this course really well. He's really, really focused on his athletic play. And he only had one question. Is Noodles going to be here this week?
Well,
and
he's here.
I didn't know that connection that you had with Weirzy.
Well,
you and Weirzy go way
before.
Back.
We've met him before, yes, but I mean, do you think I should take one shot? That was the debate before we came on air. Do I take
we
one
need
shot?
You to take one shot. What from are we talking
tips.
Here? Not from the tips.
From the tips. I'm going to
I think
bury it into
185 yards.
I'll bury it into that RBC sign by accident. I need to be past. I need to clear. And we can't have people on the sides.
No.
I can't be Tom Kite.
No, you can't.
And
you can't bury anybody
somebody.
We can maybe work out the noodle shot tomorrow. But what about this? And I'm being dead
serious.
Who would say no to this if tomorrow me and Hayes got off the air and we had our clubs in here and we played nine holes?
He would say no.
Is that a would we be throwing on?
You want to start at number 10, we'll just play the back?
That's it. Play 10 through 18. Would someone throw us off of the golf course?
Yes, I believe.
You can be honest with it because the two of us are reasonable.
Yes.
I will tell you this because we did have a question about can I take a golf cart by one of our good friends Carlo Koliakovo, and I said,
thank you for mentioning that.
Of course you did. I said, Carlo, we'll have Carlo play in the Monday after.
Yes.
You know when carts will be allowed, but the PGA Tour, in all seriousness, has done such an amazing job with the superintendent and the folks here at Oakdale to put it in mint condition. Hazy on Wednesday is about as enough.
That's my concern, man. Like, legitimately, that was a concern of ours.
I'm talking last week. There's no one good. It's going to be like this. There's nobody out here. We just wheel around, play a couple
holes.
Tonight
was your night.
Tonight was the night.
Here's my question.
Liner in my car.
You guys have this term called folding the sod over. Can you imagine this beautiful course, and you do that? They've got to repair it the next day.
Well, exactly. Like, that's what. You know what's going to come on Wednesday. I mean, I shot the lights out last year. This year, it's going to be awful, Lawrence. I'm legitimately concerned that the pendulum will swing because I've set the bar way too high. But I think we can get like a 7-iron in your hands, and we got to put something on the line if you can hit the green. But if Noodles can hit the green, right? We got to get something on the
green
line.
But here. I need a driver.
So here's that. No,
we'll get you maybe a putter. It doesn't matter, dude. You're not going to do it.
Here's what I think we can do is Brian Hayes is playing in the Pro-Am. We will work through hole number 14. When he gets to 14, like they do at TPC Sawgrass,
right.
The caddies get to play.
Yes.
We will have the old dog versus Jamie with a three-stroke.
That's a good – play the hole.
I'm not playing golf. Like, just let him hit one driver off. You want to just see if he can hit the green?
Grapper said he goes, if you do it 10 times, maybe I'll get lucky with one, and that's the one we'll put on social.
The grappler did take a swing, if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
Yes, he did last year on 16.
Yeah, he was floating off the next two holes. His feet didn't touch.
Well, he's going to be my caddy on Wednesday. Are you prepared for that?
Well, we have two partners for you. I'm not sure if I've shared who your partners are.
I haven't announced anything. Do you want to announce that to the world, who we're going to be playing with?
Well, we don't know who our pros will be.
Okay.
But our amateurs will be Ryan O'Reilly from the Toronto Maple Leafs, who will be playing with you.
Great guy. Great guy.
Fantastic guy. Loves his golf. He has a small 18-hole setup at his pad. It's one green and 18 tee boxes around.
That's outstanding.
Cool. Yeah.
And then our Team Canada Next Gen Junior Champion from Thornhill, Alyssa Hsu, who would be playing with us. And her game, she will hit.
She is going to light
gonna
us
up. She's
going
to put some bombs down there. So
okay.
Really wonderful young
athlete
in the Team Canada program.
That's going to be outstanding. Yeah, Lawrence Applebaum joining us here, CEO of Golf Canada. We're live at the RBC Canadian Open. Like the hockey rink hole, this thing's such a big hit. We're here on 14. We're going to be set up all week. Like, what kind of action are we talking come Thursday? How many people? What kind of activity? Is there a chance for a hole in one?
It seems like they're so close. Like, I don't know how, when they have a bunch of beers on them, somebody doesn't say something. That's what I find amazing.
Well, I just ran into Corey Connors a few minutes ago, and I was asking about Rochester, what it was like at the PGA Championships. He said it was raucous, and he said there were tons of Canadians following him, but it was a different kind of follow.
Mm-hmm.
The follow these guys get here, they all say they're treated like rock stars. People, when they see Canadian flags up on leaderboards, when they're here playing, we have 21 Canadians in the field. They feel supported, and it will be positive. It will be encouraging. We'll have this will be the spot to be. It's sold out, 100% sold out hospitality-wise. We still have a few tickets for the weekend, so great concerts. We've got Black Eyed Peas on Friday night. Alanis Morissette on Saturday
yes.
night. So it's going to be this will be the place to be.
Beautiful. Give us a plug on where people can buy tickets.
Yeah, direct to rbccanadianopen.com. It's Ticketmaster. Or just hit up Jeff O'Neill.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
He's got the connection. He'll get you through the
you
media
let me
line.
Play nine holes tomorrow night. I'll buy people tickets.
He'll find a way to get people out here. And McIlroy being up here, like how big is that? That Rory, I mean, what he represents, him winning the tournament last year. He won it in Hamilton years ago.
Yeah. I think you guys know in the sports world when an athlete has it. And Rory has it in spades. And when you see the guy, the way he was walking in the memorial, probably on Saturday, a little bit more than Sunday, he's got this jump in his step. He hits it higher. He hits it farther than anybody and straighter than anybody is what Jim Nantz said over the weekend. Him being on his game, he feels the love here. He feels that energy and that momentum. So him playing well as arguably the best player in the world. Rory McIlroy, all our Canadians and all of Team RBC. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, you got a great cast of players coming out here like we do every single year. And Oakdale's going to represent well. We're right here in the heart of the city. It's a great setup. A ton of people are going to be up here. It's going to be an awesome week. Well, thanks for popping by. We'll see. I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to be here all week. And I'll be there bright and early on Wednesday. Bring your A game because I'm going to bring whatever I've got left. I may
He's
have used everything up last year. I am legitimately getting nervous because I played so well last year.
I
played so well last year.
I just will tell you, I did see one thing from last year that I never told you about was on because you started on the ninth, the 10th hole, right?
Yes.
Which was one.
You couldn't get the ball on the peg. You were shaking
I was
so
nervous.
Much. And then I thought, then you played great.
After that, it was spectacular. Me and Nick Taylor, we hit it off. I'm
going
to try to find Nick. Yeah,
your
I got to send
him Nick.
A text.
Yeah, he's probably rolling by.
I'll find Nick.
Yeah.
We'll get Nick on tomorrow.
He'll
come
by.
And see us.
Yeah, we'll get Nick. He's our boy. All right, good luck this week, Lawrence. It's always great seeing you, buddy. Thank you for popping by, and we're loving the hospitality. It's going to be a great week.
Guys, thank you. It's amazing. You guys truly love your golf, and especially Noodles.
I
probably get more comments where people go, how good is Noodles? I say, you know, you wouldn't believe it.
Wait until you see him tomorrow.
Believe it. Yeah, wait until starts.
You're going to hit shots tomorrow.
I will.
And it's going to happen. And
people will be happy.
If you hit that green,
I'm telling you.
That is going to go viral, right? Grappler, you're going to be on top of that. We need the full production.
We'll make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. All right, Lawrence, great seeing you.
Thanks, Lawrence.
There he is, Lawrence Applebaum, CEO of Golf Canada.